Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I want to say a special shout out to my husband Patrick. This is our 30th wedding anniversary right now today. 30 years of marriage, that's something to celebrate for sure. All right, so you might not know this, but we are now in the book of Isaiah. So I am going to read to you chapter 1 of Isaiah in the Passion Translation. I'm so excited to be able to do this. So here we go. Here is the vision that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, received by the divine revelation concerning what was going to happen in Judah and Jerusalem during the times of King Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Listen, O heavens, hear, O earth, for the Lord Yahweh has spoken. I tenderly nurtured children and made them great, but they have rebelled against me. Even a dumb ox instinctively knows its owner, and the stubborn mule knows the hand that feeds him, but Israel does not know me, nor do my people understand. Oh, how this nation keeps sinning. See them dragging the heavy burden of their guilt. They are corrupt children, descendants of evildoers. They have turned their backs on the Lord God and despise the Holy One of Israel. They have cut themselves off from the help of God. Why would you seek to be injured further? Why would you stubbornly continue your rebellion? Your whole head is sick, and your heart and your will are weak and faint. You are corrupt from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. There is no integrity, nothing but bruises, putrefying sores, and raw open wounds. They have not been drained or bandaged or soothed with oil. Your country is devastated and your cities burned to the ground. Foreigners plunder your crops before your eyes with nothing but devastation and destruction in their wake. And the daughter of Zion is left as helpless in a deserted shack in a vineyard, or like a tiny flimsy shelter in a field of cucumbers, in every way like a city besieged. If the Lord of angel armies had not left us survivors, our fate would have been the same as Sodom and Gomorrah. Hear the word of Yahweh, you leaders of Sodom. Heed the correction of our God, people of Gomorrah. You'd better listen to his rebuke. And Yahweh keeps saying, why such countless sacrifices? What use are they to me? I've had my fill of your burnt offerings and rams and your fatted animals. I find no delight in the blood of bulls, lambs, or goats. When you come before my face, who asked you to come tramping on my courtyards? Stop bringing your meaningless offerings. Your burning incense stinks. Your sin-stained celebrations, your new moon festivals, Sabbaths, your various pious meetings, I can't stand them. With all my soul, I hate your new moon festivals and your feasts. They are nothing but a burden that I am sick and tired of carrying. When you stretch out your hands to pray, I will hide my eyes from you. Repeat your prayers all you want, but I will not listen, for your hands are stained with innocent blood. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Remove your evil actions from my sight and stop sinning. Learn what it means to do what is good by seeking righteousness and justice. Rescue the oppressed, uphold the rights of the fatherless, and defend the widow's cause. Come now and let's deliberate over the next steps to take together. Yahweh promises you over and over, though your sins stain you like scarlet, I will whiten them like bright new fallen snow. Even though they are deep red like crimson, they will be made like white like wool. If you have a willing heart to let me help you, and if you will obey me, you will feast on the blessings of an abundant harvest. But if you are stubborn and refuse to obey, the sword will eat you instead. The mouth of Yahweh has spoken. Look how the once faithful city has become as unfaithful as a prostitute. She who is once the center of justice, where righteousness made its home, is now the dwelling place of murderers. She was once like sterling silver, now only mixture, once so pure, now diluted like watered down wine. Your rulers are rebellious and companions of crooks. They are self-centered racketeers who love a bribe and who chase after payoffs. They don't defend the fatherless or consider the rights of a helpless widow. Therefore, here is what the sovereign Lord decrees. The Lord God of angel armies, the mighty one of Israel, I will get relief from my adversaries and avenge myself on my foes. I will bring my fiery hand upon you, and I will burn you and purify you into something clean. I will restore deliverers as in former times, and your wise counselors as at the beginning. Only then will you be called the righteous city and the faithful city. Yes, Zion will be redeemed with justice, and her repentant converts with righteousness. There will be a shattering of rebels and sinners together, and those who forsake the Lord will be consumed. You will reap shame from the idols you once delighted in, and you will be humiliated by your cultic sacred groves where you chose to worship. You will be like an oak tree with faded, fallen leaves, and like a withered, waterless garden. The powerful elite will become like kindling, and their evil deeds like sparks. Both will burn together, and no one will be able to put out the fire. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, this is rough. This is rough, talking about the nation of Israel and their rebellion. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to heed this warning. Heed the warning of bringing worthless sacrifices. Heed the warning of living in our own strength. Heed the warning of shedding innocent blood and not providing for justice for those who deserve it or should have it. Lord, help us to learn what it means to do what is good. Help us to seek righteousness and justice. Teach us what it means in today's day and age to how we can rescue the oppressed, how we can uphold the rights of those who don't have fathers and defend the widow's cause. Lord, we're so grateful that our sins were as scarlet and you have brightened them like new, freshly fallen snow. And they were deep red like crimson and you are making them white like wool. Lord, I love this passage in chapter 19 or verse 19. It says, if you have a willing heart to let me help you, and if you will obey me, you will feast on the blessings of an abundant harvest. Lord, that is my prayer. Help me to have and help us to have a willing heart to let you help us, which comes from humility and humbleness and being able to say, I can't do this. I can't live my life by myself anymore. I've tried control. It doesn't work. I've tried to be perfect. It doesn't work. Help us to be willing to let you help us because we know our helplessness. Lord, we want to obey, to trust and obey. There's no better way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Lord, we want to trust and obey you. And then, Lord, we do pray as we finish off 2020, where there's been so much deprivation, we would love to see and love to experience feasting on your blessings of an abundant harvest. And Lord, a lot of times when we look at gardening and we look at how a seed produces fruit, it has to die in the soil first before it starts to push its way up toward the light. And so, Lord, I think this last year has been this time of dying, of everything obliterating and everything that we trusted in pulled away and taken down and deconstructed. And Lord, we're in the soil and we're broken apart and we're like, what is this? But we forget that when we're in the soil and we're broken apart, that is the very place that you want us to begin to produce fruit that's not from ourselves, but from you. And so, Lord, help us to be patient in the dirt. Help us to be patient in the brokenness. And I pray that 2021 would be a year of reaping the fruit that you have brought in us. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. A couple different levels you can support the podcast at. And I'm just so grateful for all of you who have chosen to do that. And I'm really not anxious about it at all. I know God has just been whispering to people to do it. And it's just been lovely. So thank you. And thanks to all of you who are currently sponsoring the podcast. I appreciate you. And thanks for everyone for listening. I know this has been a long year, a long adventure together. And I am so grateful for you. You do matter. The Lord loves you and he will sustain you.